You're listening to 104.1 FM KSGF, The Nick Reed Show. I am not Nick Reed. I'm Tom Martz. I'm filling in for the vacationing Nick. John went to work, but before we get to our guest and discuss what it is that the Sons of the American Revolution does, or have been, whatever, we're going to listen to Don Luzader in the news.
And good morning. If you live in Springfield, don't be surprised if a doctor rings your doorbell today. Several physicians in white coats and nurses will be going door-to-door asking voters to help them put Medicaid expansion on the statewide ballot. The doctors say the measure would bring millions, or could bring billions of dollars to Missouri, home from Washington, and also deliver better health care coverage to hardworking folks. Greene County is in the process of purchasing a 23-acre plot of land for a new jail. As the county struggles with overcrowding on Thursday, the county commission spoke to Webster County about housing inmates when the new lockup in Marshfield is complete. Greene County would pay $45 an inmate house in Webster County each day as a part of that agreement. And scientists poured through fields west of St. Louis for the remains of that meteorite that lit up the sky Monday. Using data from NASA, they located two fields where bits of the meteorite could have fallen. But it's kind of like looking for a needle in a haystack. After more than 7 hours of searching, they did not find anything. The scientists say they might try again in the future. And that is the latest news.
Thank you, Don. The KTTS First Alert forecast. Today, sunny, high of 51. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 26. Saturday, sunny, high of 54. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high at 52. Monday, partly sunny, high 56. And Tuesday, sunny, high near 60. Back to you, Tom.
You know, if they're looking for rock, I've got a bunch of them in my backyard.
So do I.
Hey, joining me this morning in this hour is Dan Piedlow. And we, at some point, if the process continues on, may be related. So I'm letting that letting that be known. Dan is the father of my son's girlfriend.
Slash fiance,
and you have moved back from California. And I have made sure that I have questioned you to make it so that you're not going to bring liberal politics back here to Missouri.
Not a chance.
And you are part of something that I've always, what I thought it was versus what it is two different things. There's different organizations of which I believe I'm getting one confused with the other, because I did think that you were part of Sons of the Confederacy, which is not correct.
Nope. No.
I also thought that you were part of a reenactor guild, which we have down at the Wilson Battlefield. We have people get together and they don uniforms and they reenact the Civil War. But you are part of Sons of the American Revolution.
That is correct.
Which is completely different. So how did Sons of the American Revolution get started, and what is it that the organization actually does?
Well, Sons of the American Revolution was originally started in San Francisco on July 4th, 1876, at the 100-year mark. And from there, they morphed into being countrywide. The National was in, 1889 is when the National Sons of the American Revolution was organized. And we are a group that in order to belong, you must be able to prove your family history to somebody who either fought in the American Revolution or supported the American Revolution. And it's not, especially with the internet today, it's a lot easier to find it. I still had to write letters. I had to write one to Indiana. I had to write one to Massachusetts to be able to get some paperwork, because you can't be just on Ancestry.com and say, click, 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 here's my proof. You have to show birth records. You have to show, you know, anything, newspaper articles from the death of a family member type thing, showing who succeeded him and everything else, or her. So it's quite entailed, but it's a great organization. We try to keep American history alive. We have a bunch of school programs, contests that the fifth graders, eighth graders, and high schoolers can do. And we even have a history teacher award for teachers who really put the love of learning history into the children.
So how does that curriculum get into the school? Is that something that the organization funnels in, or do you actually go in to teach part of it?
We don't go in to teach normally, but we do some history classes at the library center on Campbell, South Campbell. And it's not just the revolution history that we do there. We do other histories also. But we have it the history of our country complete out there. As far as these contests go, we contact the schools. Unfortunately, a lot of the public schools, they don't have a lot of time to be able to teach it with the Common Core. But the private schools have a little better leeway. And so going with the private schools, the Christian schools, any other private school that there might be, they have a lot better luck at being able to put the programs in.
See, growing up where I did in Pennsylvania, being that close to Gettysburg, there, to me, to hear you say that the schools don't have a lot of time to teach that type of stuff, I mean, every year we were going to Gettysburg. We were doing the tours of all the different battlefields, and that almost became part of our curriculum where you had that knowledge of history. And of course, when I married my wife, she's telling me about some of the things that they learned out in California, which is completely opposite from what it was that I learned in Pennsylvania. So this is something that if people don't understand where it is that we came from, we're not going to know how we got here.
Right.
And the application needs to be that it's done at the same level, or it's done on the same mindset, and because of where one is raised, the education level differs, and the terms of what you're learning differs. You're tuned to 104.1 FM KSGF, the Nick Reed Show. All right, you're going to be fired with this music. I have the slightest clue of who that is. You're tuned to 104.1 FM KSGF, 1260 AM, as we have found out the AM side of this radio station is mucho importante when the 104.1 FM side goes down. You're tuned to the Nick Reed Show. I am not Nick Reed. I am Tom Arts with the Lock and Smith Foundation. Dr. John had to go to work. Somebody needs to continue to contribute to our causes, and we can use him to do that. With me in studio today, we're not at Norm's Carriage House, is a gentleman who is part of the Sons of the American Revolution. And as we learned, they'll go into schools to help teach or to instruct a history lesson. And there is a gentleman who I used to, or when we go to these different venues, sometimes he will come up dressed as, I want to say it's George Washington. It's probably not George Washington, but it's the only one I can think of. I mean, he's got the uniform, he's got the shoulder pads, he's got the hat, and I always thought it was cool, and I always thought he was part of Sons of the Confederacy. Then I realized at some point in time he was in a Union uniform, not a Confederate uniform. But do you guys have the availability, or sometimes do you dress up in that style of clothing to do what it is that you're doing?
Yes, I have a uniform. It's for a private because my Patriot ancestor was a private in the Massachusetts Army. And so that's why I bought that one. But we can dress up any way we want to. We have guys that dress in business attire for that time period. Like their ancestor might have been a businessman in town, so they're part of the militia. They do that. We can, you know, be in buckskin uniform from like a hunter. But with mine, I take mine and I go into schools all the time. And I try to get the schools to allow me to do it because it like wakes the kids up. They're like, they really like seeing the uniform. And it's the blue coat the red cuff and collar. The generals had, instead of the red collar and cuffs, it was what they call camel, or it's a, like a light gray. And that's the big way to tell the difference between the generals and everybody else.
See, as a kid, I mean, not now, but, you know, back when I was a kid, to be able to see, because when we went to Gettysburg, there was a lot of people who would, at that point in time, like the store shop owners and stuff like that that we were going into, would dress in that time frame. That was the absolute coolest thing. I didn't care about the cannons, you know. didn't care about the big old cannonballs that were sitting out there. But to have the availability with your own eyes to visualize what it was that was transpiring back in that time frame, because we're not alive. We weren't alive back in that time frame. So to see people to be able to dress up like that is absolutely cool to watch. Caller, if my dad was S-A-R and I was C-A-R, do I have a resurrect the documents all the way back to the revolution?
If
is this person on air? I mean, is he? It's on the text, so it was on the.
Okay, so if your father is S-A-R and you want to join C-A-R?
Okay, whoa, back up. What is S-A-R?
Sons of the American Revolution.
Sons of America, okay.
And C-A-R is Children of the American Revolution, and then not to be outdone is Daughters of the American Revolution, who actually were organized before we were.
So is there a, it's sons, daughters, and children.
Yes.
Okay, so there's no mom, dad.
No, no
so
mom,
dad. So it's Sar, Car, and Dar.
Yes.
So does he have to restart the documents all the way back to the revolution?
No. If you have, if your father is part of SAR, all you have to do is put that name in there, and it'll be a, it's a real easy thing. You don't have to do all your back work because your dad was the one that did all the hard work for you. That's the same with my children. If they wanted to join, they wouldn't be C-A-R now. They would be S-A-R or D-A-R. And all they'd have to do is put down, first one down is me, my numbers for my for my name, and that's all they would really need to do. They'd put everything down, but they don't have to do the research. Just let her go.
Boy, that makes it tough for people who have one or the other blank on their birth certificate to figure out. You know, you and these breaks have got to go. You're tuned to 104.1 FM KSGF. Now you're playing my kind of music.
I've got this vinyl.
Do you?
Yeah.
got a good friend of mine who I ride bike with who is, he's a diehard vinyl. And he's diehard Beatles, so he's got a lot of vinyl. I'm with Dan Pedlo of the Sons of the American Revolution. Now, you had an opportunity earlier this year on the 3rd of July, to do something that the previous year we went down. I always go down for my birthday and be able to watch the fireworks. But you had an opportunity this year to do something that I don't know if it's something that you've ever done before. You may have done that in California, may have not have done it in Missouri, but what did you have the opportunity to do at the Branson Landing on the 3rd of July?
On the 3rd of July, we went on stage, our color guard, myself and two others. We went on stage along with the high school junior ROTC, and we presented arms while they presented colors and during the singing of the national anthem.
Now, were you dressed in full?
Oh, yeah, we're in full uniform. Full uniform with muskets.
Did you get to fire them?
No. They didn't want us to fire them. I know. I wanted to so bad.
Now, are you going to be able to do that next year, too? Something that you're doing annually?
Yes. They said, yes, they'd love to have us back next year.
So if anyone has any questions of Sons of the American Revolution, happen to be in Branson while this venue's going on.
On the 3rd of July. It's not hard to find us. We have strange uniforms on. Remember, the tricor hat, that's a triangle. Our hats are. So all you got to do is find somebody with a weird hat, and that's us.
Is it lined with aluminum foil?
No.
Duh.
They didn't have aluminum foil back then.
Well, you keep mentioning Massachusetts, and I'm thinking Taxachusetts, so I'm beginning to wonder about your lineage now.
Well, I have lineage from all over the place back there.
Okay. So, so what else does sons, daughters, children of the American Revolution do?
Well, we are non-political, so we don't get into any politics. We don't give to any party. We don't do any of that stuff. What we do is we try to keep our history alive. We honor our veterans. On Veterans Day this year, we were at the National Cemetery, and we were the lead for all the veterans groups doing the little march through the cemetery. We just had last weekend was our monthly meeting, and we went, and what we did was for the Veterans Day, we had a luncheon, and our veterans were in uniform. We honored a JROTC member, the leader for the JROTC out here, and they, so we do that with the people. We, like I said, I myself, I'm very big on doing the fifth grade and eighth grade contests. That's what I try to do. I've called a lot of schools around here, and I've gotten some really good feedback. I'm hoping to get into the schools, go in there with my uniform, and talk to the children. And it'll be great, because the fifth grade is a poster contest, and the eighth grade is a brochure contest. Unfortunately, time is starting to get a little tight, because we have to have them by December 31st. So we need to, and the schools know that. The ones that I've talked to, they know that, and so I want to get in there as soon as we can.
Okay, I'm going to make a recommendation that while you're dressed that way with your musket, do not walk in any Walmart in this town.
Well, I actually have done that before, but I didn't bring my musket with me.
Now, whoever just texted this obviously has not listened to me for very long, because if you're ever going to ask me, have I taken one of the Ancestry DNA tests?
Not a chance.
That's not happening.
I'm not doing
ever.
That either.
Mm-mm. There are way too many avenues that it has been being used legally, I might add. But if somebody in your downline, upline, whatever it is, decides to that they're a criminal, and it somehow comes back that your DNA is related to them, all of a sudden that puts you at the proper point of law enforcement to go. Now, you got to remember, I have no clue who my father is. I know who my mother is. I have no clue who my father is. So I don't dare go get a DNA test, because I don't have any knowledge of what has transpired in my DNA applications through my life. So
yes.
No, I'm not going there.
Yeah, and with the DNA tests, like the Ancestry or all the other ones, 23andMe, they do not prove that you have an ancestor that was in the Revolution. They don't, because they didn't have DNA back then. Well, people did, but they didn't have the science to be able to figure that out. So,
well, I see a lot of people who, and I think this relates back to the LDS Church doing its mm-hmm. ancestry,
mm-hmm.
that
a great resource.
It is a great resource, but I've seen people who say, well, I'm related to Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and they'll name off half the founding fathers. Going, how can you be related to that many people? Now, of course, if you're a believer in religion, you go, well, I'm Adam and Eve type deal. But I'm that's one of those things. As a person who is adamantly opposed to government databases, no, I'm not putting my DNA on a database which is so easily accessible by
government. Ditto here. Yes, I agree with that. And like I said, it's nothing that we can use.
You're tuned to 104.1 FM KSGF, the Nick Reed Show. Adele? Wow. Hey.
Yeah.
All those times driving payoff. Hey, you're tuned to 104.1 FM KSGF, 1260 on the AM dial. I am Tom March with the Lock and Smith Foundation. John Lilly had to leave to go back to work. We are filling in for the vacationing Nick Reed. and we are going to pause momentarily to hear the docile tones of Don Luzader.
And good morning. The Missouri Department of Health has reported a second death related to vaping. The DHSS says a woman in her 50s died. And after talking to the woman's doctors, they concluded that vaping was a contributing factor in that death, in addition to a longstanding underlying chronic lung condition. The director of the DHSS, Randa Williams, quoted as saying, "Sadly, we report the tragic impact e-cigarettes have had on another Missourian, and we send our condolences to her family." Greene County is in the process of purchasing 23 acres of land for a new jail to solve overcrowding issues. The county has around 130 inmates in other jails as far away as Montgomery County. On Thursday, Greene County discussed sending inmates to Webster County after a new jail in Marshfield is complete. That would cost $45 per day per inmate. As for the plot of land being purchased, the county says the location is not being revealed yet until the purchase is complete. But that is the latest news.
Thank you, Don. The KTTS First Alert forecast, sunny today, high of 51. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 26. Saturday, sunny, high of 54. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high of 52. Monday, partly sunny, high 56. And Tuesday, sunny, high near 60. Back to you, Tom.
See, now I'm going to have to share my idea with Brian because impeachment is a great way to create that ice cream. Ben and Jerry's, I'll take 10% of all retail sales. And I'll split it with Brian 50-50. Do you guys have, and with me, I'm sorry, with me is Dan Piedlow, a son to the American Revolution. Do you guys have outside of schools and outside of veteran cemeteries and things like that, do you have events or do you have a mechanism by which people can come to you and say, hey, you know, my grandfather was... My dad decided not to be, right. But so do you?
No, that's how I got in. My grandmother was DAR, and but my mom didn't join.
Now, are there any other? So if you have an individual, how did you decide that you were going to involve yourself in the organization if your dad didn't quote unquote push you into it?
I just wanted an avenue for expressing my patriotic views. And what better way than with an organization that founded our patriots? You know, they are these people that fought and died for us back to found this country. What better way than to be a part of an organization that say, yeah, my ancestors were there.
So you said it was your grandmother?
Yes, my mom's side.
So that means that your mom was not a participant?
Right. Her sister did,
okay.
Yeah.
So the family tie was there, just not your
yes.
immediate.
But that was back in the 60s, before computers. So I had to do all the research again anyway to make sure everything looked good. But anybody that's, you know, relatively new in it in the last 25, 30 years probably won't have as bad a problem as I did.
So are you affiliated with any other organizations that other people may know, like the Shriners, the Masonic Lodge?
No.
You know, I'm going down the tinfoil rabbit hole here just to make sure.
No, we are our own, and we meet once a month except August. We're dark in August because everybody's on vacation.
That's
then.
When you're all wearing tinfoil hats.
Yes, we do. Right? Yes, yes.
Were in you the, part but, of the but, Area but 51 tri-core. Raid?
No.
Okay. Where do you have your meetings?
We have it at the OTC, Ozark Technical College, in the, let's see, what's the building? It is Information Commons West, room 108, third Saturday of the month. Not tomorrow, though, because we had it already this month. Next month, it'll be the 21st of December at 9 a.m. It's a Saturday. That's way everybody can make it. You're not normally not going to be working. And if you don't know the address, it's 1001 East Chestnut.
Have a website?
Yes, we do. It is, for us, it is OzarkMountainSAR.org. For the state, it's MOSSAR.org. And for the national, it's SAR.org.
So for somebody who may want to participate but don't know how to go about researching what it is that they need to research, you guys are there for that?
Yes. Oh, yes. We have a genealogist that helps people get there. Matter of fact...
I have to ask this. Does he come out of a bottle?
No. No. No, Steve doesn't do that. But we help you all the way. All you need to do is come to our meetings. And, you know, everybody's welcome to come to our meeting. We're not, you know, it's not inclusive just to us. So, and we're all over the place all the time. Like, we gave an Eagle Scout an award because he was getting awarded his Eagle Scout on Sunday night. We're very busy.
Oh, very cool.
We're out all the time. We give certificates to corporations and people who fly their flag daily. We gave one to Peterbilt. We also gave one to Chick-fil-A.
Wait. That doesn't count because your son works for
there.
Peterbilt. So, no,
well,
you're not getting that one.
But, hey, it was on Memorial Day, we drove by and they had their flag at half staff. They're one of two companies that I saw in Springfield that day that had their flag properly flown. Them and Chick-fil-A on Glenstone. And so we gave both of them certificates. We've given them to Come and Go gas stations. You know, so we give things like that, you know, to show people we appreciate the fact that they're flying their flag properly.
So have you gone out to the one there in Stratford, the RV dealership?
Yeah. Got that big, no, we haven't done that. As a matter of fact, that's where we were going after the memorial at the National Cemetery when I saw Peterbilt. And they didn't have their flag at half staff because that sucker is huge.
It is huge. There was a rumor afoot back when the inclination of the flag was the latest, greatest type of rumor mill. They did not have a flag displayed. And people were starting the rumor mill that they took it down because of XYZ, just fill in the blank. And somebody actually went in and asked them why it is that the flag was gone. And if I'm not mistaken, the flag was being repaired, or the one that was up there had something to do with the hoisting and the lowering and something or other. But the rumor mill got started very quick simply because the flag was no longer there. So that's one of those things. Membership here, a lot, few?
We have almost 100 people in the Ozark Mountain chapter, which is... for Springfield.
You're out of Springfield, but
yeah.
What area does it cover?
All this area, all around here. You know, like I live in Nixa. You know, there is not a chapter in Branson, so if somebody from Branson wanted to come up, this is their closest chapter.
You're tuned to 104.1 FM KSGF, the Nick Reed Show. I know this tune, I just don't know who it's done by or the name of it, but okay. You're tuned to 104.1 FM KSGF, the Nick Reed Show. Nick is on vacation down in Mexico. I'm not even going to try to pronounce where they're at. With me in studio is Dan Piedlow. He is part of an organization known as the Sons of the American Revolution, which also has the Daughters of the American Revolution, which also has... the Children of the American Revolution. Sounds like Children of the Corn, but
yeah.
The Nick was telling me the other day that when I had discussed it, I was going to bring you on air. I guess they were at a parade down in Carthage, I believe it was, and the Daughters of the American Revolution had a float there. And, of course, some of the people within earshot of him were going, who are they? What are they?
Right. We get that a lot, too.
Why are they dressed that way? And... up until I met you, I never even knew what a Sons of the American Revolution was. So it is an organization that, even though it is well known within its own parameters, it's not an organization that's well known outside of its
that is correct.
Its zone. So I thought this would be a good opportunity with the listener base here to introduce the Sons of the American Revolution, Daughters of the American Revolution, Children of the American Revolution, so people can get a grasp and understanding of what it is that you all do and what the organization is and does. Because I know, I believe it's Harold Fisk. here in Howard Fisk, is part of the organization.
Yes.
There's also a video of him being interviewed mm-hmm. on Ozarks. I think it's KMSU, the PBS, the station affiliated yeah. with the university here. But I found that interesting because until I met you, I never knew anyone part of the organization. I know John Putnam dresses up, but I don't even know if he's part of the organization. He's down in Joplin, and I haven't talked to him in quite some time. But to see people dressed in that manner to me is always cool, and also to see the old style muskets.
Yeah, those are the best.
You know, so that's to think that you can go back and to allow the kids to be able to see that too, because a lot of people and a lot of kids don't understand. They have no concept or clue of the Civil War.
Right.
Of course, we have the application now of Confederate statues getting torn down and getting destroyed. And, you know, that's...
Yeah, that's not right. It's part of our American history. It's not the best part of our American history, but, you know, it is part of our history. We need to know what our history is about.
Yeah, I mean, there
don't repeat it.
There is a mechanism by which we can change the application and the knowledge from where we came. You know, we got all this, well, we live in a racist nation. I don't believe we live in a racist nation.
No, because
the mindset back then was different.
Yes, yes. Well, like, they've talked about the Betsy Ross flag being a trigger for racism. It's like, I'm sorry, but that's, you know, you must realize what was going on back then, and the fact Betsy Ross was not a person who liked slavery. She was against slavery. So people who say that that's a racist flag and Betsy Ross is racist, not true.
Now there actually has to be, and I'm not going to say there you have any here, but there has to be people of African heritage.
Yes.
That are also part
of
Sons of the American Revolution.
Yes. Yes, there are. We are actually worldwide. We're all over the place. France has some, you know, over in Europe. But, yes, we definitely, as a matter of fact, one of the very first casualties of the revolution was a black man. Boston Massacre. You know, he was one of the first casualties of the war before the war really got going. So we, you know, every American today should realize that we have people of all races and all colors that helped our country.
Oh, yeah. They fought on both sides of the Civil War.
Yes.
And everyone's going to say, well, the reason they were fighting on the South side is because they were forced into it. But, you know, there are people, and we learned, you know, when I was going to school and we'd go visit Gettysburg, they would discuss some of the black landowners
mm-hmm.
that were in the South who
yes.
were fighting for the South's way of
yeah.
how it was.
Yes. Well, also, too, the War of 1812, you know? I'm reading Kilmeade's book on New Orleans, and it's, you know, quite eye-opening. He had people of pretty much every race and color you can think of fighting for New Orleans. So it's quite interesting what, you know, our American history, and they didn't care.
You're listening to 104.1 FM KSGF. Corey Hart, right? I wear my sunglasses at night. 1982, something like that. You're listening to 104.1 FM KSGF. You're not listening to Power 106.5. Just it's the Nick Reed Show. I am Tom March, filling in for Nick Reed as he is on vacation. He will be back Monday in studio. Sarah will be back Monday in studio. And with me this morning is Dan Piedlow of Sons of the American Revolution, and we've been discussing what it is that the Sons of the American Revolution as an organization does and how they can benefit the community. And this, the website for the Sons of the American Revolution will be linked to the podcast. So hopefully that will generate some curiosity or generate some new members coming in. But if you would go over where your next meeting's at, what it is that you do in your meetings, the website, and how it is that people can get in contact with you.
All right. Our next meeting is at Ozark Technical College on December 21st. At the Information Commons West building, room 108. Just look for the people that are in. Usually we have at least one person in uniform, so look for somebody that's got a uniform on. And it's at 9 a.m. Our website is ozarkmountainsar.org. We would love to see some new people come in. We're always looking for great patriots that want to show their heritage.
Do you give any honorary?
Yes. Yes, I believe we've done one.
See, I may have to apply for an honorary. Because there's no way I'm doing DNA.
You don't have to do DNA.
And there's no way that I can research my lineage back. Because it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And so I can understand how it is that people, you know, if you've already had family who were, that makes it simple. But if you've never had family who were or were not, then you'd have the slightest clue. So,
well, like I said before, too, is I did mine pretty much like I didn't have my grandmother that was part of DAR. So I did all the research back. And it is long, you know. From your mother's side, you can probably look back.
See, that's a lot of trips to the library, because people don't realize when you did it, there was not the internet.
No, when I did it, there was. Cause it was
oh, was there?
It was
okay.
10 years ago.
Okay, okay.
No, I did it 10 years ago. I've been a member for 10 years.
So for people who've done it prior to the internet, they had a rough road to hoe. They were dedicated to
yes.
make it so that they could qualify and become part of it. And you have to have what in order to qualify to be?
You must be able to prove a family member, obviously not current family member, but a family member, your American history, of somebody who either fought in or supported the American Revolution.
See, how do you prove that you have somebody who supported?
I'm not exactly sure how they can prove they supported unless there's article, the things that state that they went and, you know, stories that's been proven that they were able to, you know, bring rations or, you know, do things or whatever, you know, it's possible.
So if they housed Paul Revere,
yeah,
didn't do nothing else, but housed him during during his run, he got caught. He was housed in the jail, so.
Well, he did escape.
So I think it'd be hard to prove that you're a supporter unless maybe one of your relatives were throwing tea off of the ship and then they didn't do anything else.
But yeah, that's a possibility.
I would imagine all those people had a gun in hand, and that's the benefit of, A, the Second Amendment.
Yes.
It's also the benefit of the application of Article 1, Article 1, Section 23 of the Missouri Constitution. These rights do not exist because they are in the Constitution. These rights exist prior to the Constitution, and they are telling the government hands off.
Yes. Yes. And don't forget, we also have our contests for school-age children, fifth grade poster, eighth grade brochure. We have a high school essay contest and a high school oration contest. We do give out Eagle Scout awards, and we have a Teacher of the Year award, too. That can actually, if you win it, you can go to the East Coast and have a two- or three-day seminar on history out there and tours and everything else. It's actually pretty interesting.
What about homeschoolers?
Yeah, you're homeschoolers. I tried talking with homeschool groups in California. So it's possible. We can get the homeschool kids to do it also. That's not a problem.
And how was that experience out in California?
Different. Different. That's why I'm living here now.
Well, I realize that, but you got to remember the Civil War happened back here and eastward. So well, California didn't come along until
you
later.
You mean the Revolutionary War.
Well, yeah, the American Revolutionary, even the Civil War, it all occurred back here. And eastward. It wasn't out there. So I would imagine that thought process, trying to talk to people out there, was way different.
Right. There's, you know, their schooling is a lot different because they're big on the all the Spanish Inquisition and going up, you know, all the all the garbage that they have up there, which is fine, but it's not as heavy as we have out here for our early American Revolution out here. We also have, you know, out here it's a lot easier. We do have two people in the National Cemetery that were in the Revolution.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. When you first walk in the vehicle gate, go to the left, and the first person's over there.
Like I don't ever go to the left.
You have, well, then you have to, unless you go in backwards. Then you can go to the right.
Hey, you're tuned to 104.1 KSGF. I want to thank Nick for the opportunity to be able to fill in for him while he was on vacation. I want to thank Howie for operating the boards. Thank Sarah for giving us the invite to sit in. I want to thank Dan for being here to talk about the Sons of the American Revolution. Thank John for being here for the first 2 hours of the show. Go enjoy your day, and we are out.